Glory to God. Good day. This is Daily Inspiration Time. Brother Jeff here sharing the Word of God with you. I'd like you to think on a verse with me. Turn to it if you're able. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. It says here in the King James Bible, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I just want to remind you today that God preserved His Word. He has a Bible that you can read. He has kept through wars, through times of trouble, famine, distress. Faithful servants have obeyed God. God has been able to preserve His Word. And the Bible you're looking at, it's God's Word. And it is truth. And it is given by inspiration of God. This isn't just men trying to remember what God said. God inspired men to write this. Inspired means in spirit of God is what that word truly means. It's spirited. It has the Spirit of God in it. And it is God's Word, and it is profitable for doctrine. The word doctrine means teaching. And for reproof, reproof means to show error and to rebuke, for correction, to be the final authority, to stand, and God will have a witness on the earth that He preserved His Word, correcting error. Truth, the Word of God, truth is still the antidote for error. You want to fix things that are wrong with biblical authority. We have to go back to the Word of God. And I believe, I'm convinced that God has preserved the King James Bible as the perfect Word of God. I've done a lot of research, and I just see the hand of God that He preserved it. And then it says, after correction for instruction in righteousness, this Bible is going to tell us how to live a righteous life. That's 2 Timothy 3:16. People I talk to all the time cannot hold their Bible up high and say, I believe God's Word is perfect. They say it's good, and they want to talk about some originals being perfect, or I want you to know God preserved His Word. And God doesn't lie. He said He would preserve His Word. It says in Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. It says there that thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So I just want to remind you today that the Bible is still perfect, that we must hold it up and believe that God was able to preserve His Bible. I don't believe there's a mistranslation in my King James Bible. I believe for the English people, God preserved this Bible. And we need to stand strong, stand firm. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us that we should be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. We must be able to stand and declare Jesus Christ to a lost and a dying world. God still loved the world so much. He still does. He did that he gave himself. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I think that you and I ought to get on our knees, and we ought to weep over the Word of God. We ought to pray over the Word of God. We ought to ask God to show us our faults, our errors, to teach us how to live, to be able to communicate this Bible, to reverence it, and to treasure it. And I love the Lord. He saved me. He's still working in my life every day. He's more real today than he's ever been. And one day I'm going to see him. But until then, I'm going to keep on teaching and preaching and warning people and helping people to see the beauty in the Word of God. Search the Scriptures and love the Lord and stand on a perfect Bible. God bless you. Have a great day.